In this episode, we will be discussing the link between mental health and working moms. Many moms in America do not have the mental support that they need, and many of them feel lonely, exhausted, anxious, and depressed. Moms have depleted psychosocial resources that make them susceptible to mental health issues as well. Moms often do not have the time or energy to care for themselves and check in with themselves mentally. Many moms today also work. Moms can work for additional income or to reach their academic and career goals. No matter their motive for employment, it can add additional stress to the already busy life of a mother. In this episode, we will be interviewing Tiffany Farnes about her experience as a working nurse and mom and how she has fostered a healthy mind. Tiffany is married and has 5 great kids, 4 girls and 1 boy right in the middle to keep all those girls in check. She says they are so fun and their age so different. Her oldest just turned 14 and her youngest will be 4 shortly. They enjoy looking for sandhill cranes, bald eagles, and other wild animals near their home and playing the ABC game as they go to the zoo or aquarium. This year, her taxi service has picked up exponentially. She now knows what all the taxicab moms have been talking about. Tiffany enjoys watching her kids enjoy, learn, and excel in their passions. At night when she's not reading or laying next to her kids, she can be found burning the midnight oil in the ICU. She got her nursing degree from BYU 15 years ago. She has since worked in the cardiovascular ICU. Her ICU now takes all intensive care patients, but her favorite continues to be the heart patients. Outside of this, she tries to find some time to rollerblade, run, or just get out of the house for a few minutes. So welcome, Tiffany, and thanks so much for joining us today on our podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Sure. So the first question that we usually ask all of our guests is this: what is the best tool in your life for creating a healthy mind?
That's a great question. I feel like there's several tools in everybody's toolbox, but the one that I think of that is pretty huge for me is probably not comparing myself too much to other people. Not to say that I don't do that sometimes. I think that that's part of being human, but I try not to compare myself or my home to others and their clean house and folded laundry. Mm-hmm. I can't compare my choices with their choices, and because we all choose different things for different reasons. And so I remember a time when a cousin was over and talking about how he was going to give his wife a break and took some time off of work so she could go to Time Out for Women with her sisters. And I thought, you know, I kind of felt bad for myself. And I thought, that's so great. What a great thing to do. And why can't I do something like that, right? But then I took a moment and realized 2 things. One, I can do something like that. And but I had never really thought about it, my own self, right? And then the other one was, I don't take a week away every year to do something like that, but I do take time away every week. I do work, and so going to work, it might not seem like a break for a mom, right? But it's something where I can change what I'm doing. I can leave the things that are at home, and then go to work and take care of something else, focus on something completely different. And then go home and do a little bit better at taking care of things at home after a little bit of sleep, of course. But it is a release that recharges me in ways that I never really expected a job to do. And so I just try not to get too involved in comparing myself to others in their situation and trying to improve on what my neighbor or my friend are doing, but really focus more on what I want and what I'm doing and why I'm doing that and how I can make that happen.
I love that. Thanks for sharing that. I think comparing ourselves to others and their situations can be a really easy and dangerous trap to fall into. So I love that. I'm definitely going to take that as advice for myself.
Yes, thank you.
So what role would you say mental health has played in your life as a nurse and as a mom?
That's kind of a tricky question, I think. And I had to think about it for a moment. But I think in your intro, you said it like moms and nurses, they just don't always take that time to really feed themselves or nourish their own spirits until they're more at a breaking point. And so I think we deal with weighty and heavy matters in our lives. Nurses, they see and manage tragic and difficult situations all the time. And as moms, we're raising the next generation and we're just trying to, you know, do the best that we can. And usually we don't have as much instruction as we wish we could have as moms. There's no manual and we're trying to figure it out as we go. So it's hard and it's a lot to carry. So I feel like we are caretakers and we want to help support other people and carry their burdens and help them. But I feel like there's a balancing act in all of that between connecting with and supporting others and knowing how and when we need to disconnect and kind of take care of ourselves. So for example, it's easy at work to see somebody else in their situation and think, wow, that's a lot. That could be me, or that could be my family member. Yeah. And I think that connection in a lot of ways helps us provide the best care for them. And so I think that's great. But in those stressful moments that are often present in the ICU, I have to distance myself from that emotion of, oh, this could be my husband, or right, something else like that. You know, like, you have to distance yourself and just focus on those tasks and that critical thinking that you have to do to take care of those patients in those moments that will provide the best for them in that situation. So in those moments, I do have to like separate myself and leave that emotional heartache of the situation and just work. And then when things slow down, I can take that time to reconnect with the anxious family members in the room, or explain things, or cry with them, or just go through the process of what just happened with fellow coworkers, or even a counselor. Like, that's important to do. Mm-hmm. But to feel and process those emotions, I think that needs to happen so you don't just leave them inside. And so otherwise, over time, that's what builds up in us and then right, leads us to that burnout and that breakdown that we are trying to avoid, right? So it's just that fragile balance of connecting with others, but disconnecting just enough to protect ourselves and our mental health. And I really feel like that same connection and disconnection is present at home as well.
Right.
We want our kids to be successful, and we want them and help them achieve that. I mean, that's what parents all really want, you know, right, and push their kids to be. But we can't do everything for them, you know, and so we have to take those times to step back. And sometimes we have to watch them struggle as we watch them learn or work on a poster project that they're doing for school that may not be their best work. And it wouldn't be my best work probably either, but mm-hmm, that's okay. And just to realize I'm here to support them and be there for them, but disconnect enough so that they can experience life and learn as they go so they can be independent and successful themselves. So I just really feel like it's important that we do continue as nurses and moms to be that caretaker, but also to realize that you might have to detach a little bit so that you don't carry that mental burden always and just get to that burnout spot.
Thanks. So it's kind of like protecting your own emotional health while also staying connected with other people and showing that compassion and really feeling it as well. So yeah, I really like that. Exactly. That's great. So for you, how has it been balancing working and raising a family? Was it kind of hard, that balancing act at first, time-wise? Or talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's definitely a juggling act, that's for sure. I think it gets trickier with each child and each stage of life that they're in,
right?
That they go through. And so it's just learning as you go. But as each child comes, you kind of adjust. When first child comes, you kind of get situated and you're just learning how to take care of a new baby and a new kid and what this is all about, right? And then the second one comes and you've got two hands and you've got two knees, so you can kind of make it work still and you can do them both. But I think I really realized when the third one came that I really had to plan a little bit more. I had to, you know, I didn't have three hands anymore. Right. So many moms, often they relate and they want to grow more hands or, you know, clone themselves so they can be in different places. So with work and all those, you know, and a growing family, I started out full time and then I did cut back to part time. Mm-hmm. And then between having my fourth and fifth child, I cut back even another shift. Right. And so it's just like, I realized I couldn't keep adding to the plate without mm-hmm, clearing just a little bit too.
Right. You have to prioritize.
Yeah. And as you know, there's so many things that demand our time and energy that there's just no possible way to be everywhere for everybody, for all the loved uh-huh, ones that you have, yep, you know, your own kids, for your spouse, your extended family. There's no way to do that. And so as a family, we either pick and choose what we do or we divide and conquer. And so I hear about parents that have never missed their child's sporting event.
Wow.
And I think that's really commendable. Uh-huh. But as my kids get more and more involved and have more and more of those events, I'm like, wow, you know, I don't really have that never miss mentality that some people really are striving for, and that's okay. But I don't feel bad when I do miss something, because I know that when I do, it's my husband that can be there. And sometimes he can't be there, so I am. And so sometimes we're both there and we can support them, but we just have to work together as a family to see and realize what our family goals are and then support each other in doing that. So some things we have to cut out and some things we can just keep doing and we make it work.
You work as a team. I loved what you said. You said you pick and choose, or you divide and conquer, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That was really great. I love that. And are you working nights right now?
I am, yes.
So you work nights on top of taking care of your kids in the day. And so you and your husband just kind of work together and trade off and you make it work.
Yeah. So we do a lot of tag team is I'm what sure. we call it. Yeah. So he gets home and we tag team, and I leave and I come home in the morning and we do it again, and he takes off, and same thing with our different, getting our kids to different places.
Right. So. Oh, that's amazing. I love it. So do you ever experience mom guilt, and how do you combat it?
Yes. Yes, I do. Yeah, I think there's two main ways that I would combat mom guilt. So first, I feel mom guilt when I have two really good places to be at one time.
Okay.
You know, so it's just like, how do you choose which one? Mm-hmm. And so I never want to regret or always keep looking back like, oh, I should have done or I could have. And so I decide when I make that choice of which one I'm going to do, that I just decide that's what I'm doing and I'm happy with it. And also with the outcome that it's going to be.
Right.
So it might not be, maybe I should have done the other one, but I don't beat myself up over it. And so maybe I learn next time that, okay, maybe I should have chose something different, but I don't hold on to that and let that harvest. And so I can just make a different choice next time, but just keep living in it and just.
That's great. So you commit and then you recognize whatever consequences come, whether they're mm-hmm. positive or negative, and then adjust based on that pretty much.
Yes.
I love it.
And so then the other way I feel like is developing a relationship with our Heavenly Father in Jesus Christ. Because when you think about what mom guilt is, mm-hmm. I feel like it's what moms put upon themselves when right. they feel like they aren't good enough in a certain area. And so it usually becomes a mental attack on ourselves, right?
Right.
And so I think taking time each day just to serve other people, to pray or read our scriptures, I think it really helps combat that mental attack that I put on myself, to know that I am enough and that my Savior is making up the difference. You know, that Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ know me best, and they even see me in all of my worst moments, you know, and they still love me. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like they're there to help me in my weakness rather than to beat me up over it.
Of course.
And so as I reflect upon that, I try not to beat myself up either in that mom guilt moment mm-hmm. and just realize there are some things I have to improve, but I don't need to beat myself up over it.
I love it. That reminds me of what you were saying in the beginning about not comparing ourselves to others, and it just comes full circle with that.
Yeah, it does.
I love it. That's great. So what do you think would be your biggest piece of advice for women who want to work and be a mom at the same time? How do we do it?
Well, I think everybody does it different. And I would definitely say that you can do it. It's definitely possible. And these days, right now at this time, you can make a career as much or as little as you want it or need it to be. So if you need to work, then you can make it however you need to make your ends meet. If you want to work, then you can work as much or as little as you want. And so it makes it doable. But I will say it is a roller coaster.
Right.
You know, you'll probably question why you're doing both, or if you're even giving enough to each one.
Yeah.
And I think that's part of where that mom guilt comes in too. But those are important times to self-reflect and say, yes, I am doing okay. I'm doing enough for each of them. Or no, actually, I need to change something. I need to see what things we're involved in and cut back a little bit, or, you know, process that. But those are the moments that you're climbing up the roller coaster. You know, probably not the best time to quit. Probably not the best time to get out of the cart, right?
Yeah.
But that's just keep going and you'll figure it out. And then you'll get those fun downhill slides, those loops and those turns that are so fun and rewarding, that will also give you enough of that momentum to keep going on that next hill that will come.
Yeah. So Tiffany, do you have any tips for balancing a work schedule with your children's schedule?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the biggest thing that comes to mind is definitely scheduling and communication. So my husband and I are always coordinating who's taking the kids where and who's picking them up and where I need to be and where he needs to be. So that's important that we're on the same page.
Yeah.
But also scheduling is also part of a communication, but there's another piece and aspect that I think is really key for me, and that's that we express and know each other's expectations. So my son had a choir concert one night, and it was a night that I worked. And so I asked him and I said, you know, do you want me to go to your concert and trade up my schedule, work a different night? And he says, oh no, Mom, that's okay. Dad can take me and you can come to my daytime school concert. And I thought, oh, that's perfect, you know, but had my son said he wanted me at his concert, I would have made those adjustments.
Right.
And so as we know what each other's expectations are, we know what things are important and what we need to prioritize.
That's a great example. Thanks so much for sharing that. Well, Tiffany, thank you so much for joining us this week for our podcast, Healthy Brain Banter. I loved everything you said and I look up to you a lot. And hopefully I can be as good of a mom and a nurse as you are one day.
Oh, I'm sure you will.
Thanks. We would also like to extend our appreciation to all moms and their hours of love and labor they put into their families and their careers. This experience shared today is Tiffany's, and each person's experience with their mental health is different. If you're struggling mentally, check out our resources on our Instagram page or on our website. We'd like to thank Tiffany Farns again for joining us, as well as all of our listeners for tuning in.